It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. One day, Mrs. Molly McGee made a great discovery, and she said,
McGee, look what I fished out of the attic today. Published in 1899.
Oh, for the love of Mike. Book on how to raise children.
Yeah.
Where did we get this? Don't tell me they were writing books about that way back then.
Seems they were. And see here under the title, someone scribbled, Feed 'em, love 'em, learn 'em.
Feed 'em, love 'em, learn 'em.
Isn't that cute?
Makes pretty good sense even today. First two don't take any more trouble than they used to, and with the Prudential Education Plan in the family cookie jar, seeing the youngsters through school is a whole lot easier, too.
Prudential Education Plan. Maybe that's a long name, folks, but believe me, it's the shortest, safest way for each one of you mothers and fathers to guarantee money for your children's education. Even if Dad isn't here when the time comes for them to go away to school, you can be sure that the money will be there to pay for college expenses.
Yep, and the best time to prepare for that great cap and gown day is right now. You pay for this plan little by little over the years.
Why don't you get in touch with your Prudential agent? Let him tell you about a Prudential Education Plan. The easy way to make sure your children will have that all-important college education.
A phone call came to 79 Wistful Vista yesterday saying the district attorney would like to see Mr. McGee. Didn't say what about. Just wants to see him. So, here he is in the DA's waiting room with a worried look and a few kind words from his wife who says,
Relax, McGee, and stop fidgeting. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Well, doggone it, this suspense is ridiculous. Why didn't he say what he wanted to see me about when he called up yesterday? So I can have an alibi ready.
You don't need any alibi.
How can I prove I didn't do it when I don't know what it is? Gee whiz, this is...
All right, Mr. McGee, you can go in now. That door there.
Oh, okay, bud. Well, come on, Molly, this is it. Now, whatever I say, you back me up on account of...
Mr. McGee, come right in.
I got here as soon as I could. We've been waiting out there... Oh, this is my wife, Mrs. McGee.
Mrs. McGee?
How do you do, I'm sure.
Now, let's get down to brass tacks here, bud. As the guy says during the tornado on the cattle ranch, what's the beef all about?
Well, I have some news for you, Mr. McGee. We've broken up the cleaning ring.
Cleaning ring?
Sounds like something that happens when you try to take a spot out of a dress. I always get a ring.
No, Mrs. McGee. I'm referring to a ring of clothing thieves who have been looting cleaning shops all over town. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, McGee.
Me?
Yes. According to my report, you're one of the...
I'm not no such a thing. This is a bum rap, and you're not going to pin no stolen clothes on me.
But
I demand a lawyer. I'm innocent. And by George, besides, I got an alibi.
Please, just a minute. Nobody's accusing you of anything, Mr. McGee. You're one of the victims.
Huh?
You reported some clothing stolen, don't you remember? Here, let me see. F. McGee, 79 Wistful Vista. One pair of dark brown trousers, size 38 stub. Mustard spot on left knee.
Oh, sure. I remember now. That's the pants I wore to the Nelson's picnic, Molly.
Back in July.
Yeah, I sent them to Wiener the cleaner, and they were stole out of his shop the same night.
Well, we have them for you now, McGee. At least I think so. We have the gang in jail, and all their loot is down at the sheriff's office.
Well, now, I'll have to admit it's about time you caught them guys, Whitwilliger. I don't like to criticize the DA's office, Whitwilliger, but after all, 3 months just to track down a pair of stole pants...
My department, McGee, prosecutes criminals. I have nothing to do with catching them. That's the sheriff's job. Now, if you...
Aren't you interested in catching criminals, Mr. D.A.?
Well, of course I'm interested. I simply meant...
Can't be very interested, or you wouldn't sit around here for 3 months and wait for somebody else to catch him, seems to me. I'd go catch him myself.
The only way to do a job right, you know, is to do it yourself, Mr. D.A.
Yes. Now, if you'll please...
Why, gee whiz, do you realize that in 3 months them guys might have already worn my pants out completely at the seat?
Look, McGee, I have several appointments here.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll just trot down to the property clerk, sheriff's office, and identify your trousers, please. I'm a little busy right now.
Let's go, dearie. Thank you, Mr. D.A.
Yeah, thanks. Providing, of course, my pants are there and not wore out. What if they ain't there? Is that your department or the sheriff's? Who do I see to get reimbursed for the loss of my pants in case they ain't there? Because
I'm... Good day!
Come on, McGee. Down the hall.
Thank you.
So the district attorney sent us over here, Bud. The name's McGee.
I'm Mrs. McGee.
That's nice. What can I do for you?
I want to identify some loot them cleaning burglars stole off of us.
A pair of pants. My husband's, that is.
So just trot out whatever pants you got back there, Bud. And if they're the britches they burgled off of me, we'll take them home, okay?
Trot out the pants, he says. You got any idea how many garments we got piled up in the back room from that cleaning gang, mister?
No, but by...
There must be 5,000 coats, pants, vests, dresses, skirts, minks, links, rabbits, riding habits. But you won't believe it till you see it. So step back there, and if you can find them, you can have them. Boy, this'll be fun.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. Here is a dramatized message from five New York doctors.
Five New York doctors prove you can break the laxative habit.
83% of the cases tested did it. So can you.
But how, doctor?
Stop taking whatever you now take. Instead, every night for 1 week, take two Carter's Little Liver pills. Second week, one each night. Third week, one every other night. Then nothing. Every day, drink plenty of liquids. Put yourself on schedule.
But how can Carter's help break the laxative habit, doctor?
Because Carter's Little Liver pills not only relieve irregularity, they also improve the flow of liver bile that's needed for natural regularity. When worry, overeating, overwork make you irregular temporarily, take Carter's temporarily and don't get the laxative habit. Get Carter's Little Liver pills, only 43 cents. Break your laxative habit. Regain that wonderful feeling that goes with natural regularity.
And this ain't them. And those ain't them. This ain't my pants, too, either. You see anything over there that looks like them, Molly?
No. Let's give up and go home, McGee.
Give up? Oh, no, not me. I come down here to identify my stolen property, which is rightfully mine, and I'm going to stay with it till I do it.
Yeah, but those old pants of yours aren't worth the effort, McGee. When you sent them out to the cleaners in July, they were already on their last legs. Don't you get it? Old pants on their last legs, your legs.
That ain't funny, Mrs. McGee.
Well, how could anything be funny in this gloomy old warehouse full of stolen clothing? Come on, let's go home.
But gee whiz, Molly, this is a matter of principle. We got a civic duty to do.
Ah.
How's the DA going to convict them burglars unless he's got a guy like me to stand up in court and testify for him? I got to identify my pants to make the case.
You find your pants yet? Told you you wouldn't. Well, it's time to close up now.
What do you mean, close up?
Well, it's 5 o'clock, mister. Quitting time.
Heavenly days, we've been here all day. Come on, McGee.
You go if you want to, Molly. I'm staying here till I find my pants.
Come back tomorrow, mister. You'll have to leave now.
And lose my place in this pile? I should say not.
But I got a...
The district attorney sent me here, Bud, to do my duty as a citizen, and I'm doing it. If I'm willing to spend my valuable time...
Valuable time. Ha! I'll bet they miss you down at the pool room. Now, look, mister, I got a home and a supper to get to.
Why don't you just run along, sir? We'll close the door when we leave.
I gotta lock the place up. I can't leave you people here. I'm bonded.
Bonded? Say, I wonder if you ever knew my Uncle Dennis. Anything that was bonded, he always was...
Okay, okay. I'll handle this, Molly. Now, looky here, my good man.
I'm not your good man.
Don't take that tone with me, Buster. We're not the ordinary type of criminals you're used to around here. We're victims.
I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I'm going to go call the sheriff.
All right, and I'm going to call the district attorney.
Oh, gentlemen, gentlemen, why don't we just call it quits? This is getting to be ridiculous.
He's your man, Whitwilliger, so get him out of here.
Now, take it easy, Sheriff. You'll find them.
Not in this pile, Molly. You find them yet?
Not so far.
I can't be running up overtime just for this knucklehead to play rag picker all night.
Who's a knucklehead?
Don't answer that, Sheriff.
Hurry up and find those pants, McGee. Now, look, Sheriff. Those crooks come up for their first hearing in the morning. And this man McGee's evidence, if he can find his pants and identify them...
That lemonhead couldn't find his pants if they're nailed to his hips. You're better off in court without him.
Oh, now, wait. Don't tell me how to run the district attorney's office.
Attaboy, Whitwilliger. Give it to him.
And don't you tell me either.
I don't care who runs it. Only run it someplace else. I'm going to have this room cleared and locked. Jess, now, where'd that property clerk go?
Probably mislaid himself, like my pants.
Jess, where are you?
Hey, Sheriff, look. I had a hunch. Went next door to the jail, and I was right, I think. These your pants, folks?
Well, let me see. Hey, Molly, come over here. Are these them?
Hold them around your waist, McGee. Why, yes!
Hmm.
Where'd you find them, Jess?
One of the members of the cleaning ring was still wearing them. Oh, did I have a struggle getting them off of him. He's wearing a blanket now.
You know what this means, Mr. D.A.? You got an airtight case. You caught the crook with his pants off and mine on. When I get on that stand tomorrow
McGee,
morning...
McGee, go home.
Huh?
Go home!
Okay. Whew. Am I glad to get home. I'm beat.
So am I. All day long in a gloomy old warehouse. And for what? Look at those beat-up old slacks. Of all
the... Well, this is a matter of principle with me, Molly. Them pants are my property, and I told the sheriff and the D.A. I wasn't leaving there till I got my property back. And I didn't.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, now that you got your stolen trousers safely home, what are you going to do with them?
I'll take them out and throw them in the incinerator. What else? They're no good for anything.
Hmm. Well, if this hasn't been the silliest, wasted day I ever spent...
Hey, wait a minute. There's something in this back pocket of my pants. It feels like... Hey, look at this.
Heavenly days, a roll of money.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. No wonder that crook fought so hard when they took them off of him. Let me see. 20, 40, 60, 65, 70, 80, 81, 82, 3, $84. Wow.
My goodness.
Now who wasted the day, kiddo? $84 for a day's work. Where can I go and make $84 for looking through a bunch of clothes? Boy, oh boy, this is the biggest day.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. There's music for you tomorrow night with a pair of your favorite song stylists, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. This is John Wald with an invitation for you to be on hand. The Dinah Shore Show brings you a delightful quarter hour of after-dinner listening, guaranteed to brighten the evening wherever you are. And the Frank Sinatra Show presents the popular Frankie himself with lots of melody, the top tunes of the day, plus relaxing chatter in the informal Sinatra style. Every Wednesday and Friday evening, enjoy the music of Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra here on NBC. And here's another good suggestion for Wednesday listening. It's the one, the only, Groucho Marx. You can hear Groucho in the funniest quiz show on radio, You Bet Your Life, tomorrow night. It's a 30-minute mix-up of questions, answers, and ad-libs by the master of the unexpected ad-lib, Groucho. Right answers, wrong answers, or just plain funny answers. You'll enjoy each minute of it. So listen tomorrow for You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx on NBC.
$84. Boy, oh, boy, all the things we can do with $84, Molly.
Put it away carefully, and tomorrow morning we'll take that money and take ourselves a little trip.
Oh, swell. We're about due for a little fun, and a nice trip will be just the thing for...
Yeah, yeah. We'll take a little trip down to the sheriff's office and give that $84 back.
Give it back?
Yes.
That's what I thought you'd make me do with it. Oh, well. Easy come, easy go. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Les Tremaine as the district attorney, Jack Mather as the sheriff, Jess Kirkpatrick as Jess, and Peter Leeds as the officer. Be with us again tomorrow night when Mr. McGee tries to give the money back to the sheriff's office. You think that's easy? Well, tune in and see. This is John Wall saying goodnight.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.